This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Raise your hand if you've ever looked up something called a Zestimate, the best guess, data derived to be sure of what a particular home is worth. My hand is raised, by the way. The online real estate company Zillow crunches data from users, and it takes market conditions and location into account as it comes up with said Zestimate. Margins of error matter, though, in data science, so the company did a contest, $1 million prize, to whoever figured out how to improve its Zestimate algorithms the most. Jordan Meyer is a data scientist, also a member of the winning team. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
First of all, congratulations on the big win. How did this come to pass? First of all, how'd you find out about the contest?
Well, it was kind of hard to miss, I guess, $1 million prize in the data science community certainly raises some eyebrows.
All right. So for the lay people among us, explain to me how you did this. I mean, everybody's pretty much familiar with Zillow. They've got this estimate. They grind some numbers. They wanted to make it better. And you said, I can do that. You and your teammates. How?
Well, they gave us about 10 years of data for about 10 million houses in the United States.
Wow.
And we crunched that data using several different machine learning techniques, combined our models together, and then got the Zestimate error rate down from about 4.5% to 4%.
I'm going to ask another layperson question here. Is that a lot, 4.5% to 4%?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's a 13% reduction in error. Those are generally pretty hard to come by when you have a sophisticated, mature model like the Zestimate.
Tell me why it matters then. Why does a more accurate Zestimate make a difference?
Well, I think for most people, their home is probably the most significant investment of their lives. And so, you know, having the information that you might need to make an informed decision there, mm-hmm. especially making sure that that is accurate, is going to help a lot of people, you know, invest wisely.
Yeah. Was this a trial and error thing that you guys did? I mean, you set up an algorithm and you crunched some numbers and you saw what happened and then you went back and did it again?
Oh, yeah. I mean, relentlessly. It was just, I think my teammate Nima Shabazi said, for every idea that worked, there were 100 that didn't work, but we kept going. I'd say that's pretty spot on.
How much time did this take away from your day job, man?
Oh, well, in the last month of the competition, all three of us pretty much went to about 0 hours with work. So I think we're all estimating something around 400 hours each for the full length of the competition.
Wow. Is there a limit to how good this estimate can get? I mean, you got yourself a 13% reduction, and obviously the company benefits. Could it get to, I don't know, 2%?
I think 2% might be pushing it. I mean, there's certainly some randomness that we'll never be able to control. There's probably people who see a house and it reminds them of their childhood home, and there's no way an algorithm could ever anticipate that and how much they'd be willing to pay. But I do think there's probably still room for improvements, and I'm sure Zillow's going to be working on that.
$1 million prize split three ways. You get $300,000+, and then you got to pay taxes. And then what are you going to do with your money, man?
Well, I'm currently spending my evenings browsing Zillow for investment properties.
Of course you are. Do you trust? All right, here's the question. Do you trust the Zestimate?
I do. I mean, it was extremely difficult to get improvements over the Zestimate. So I now have some insight into what small things I can consider that might help me mentally adjust.
Fair enough. Jordan Meyer, he's a data scientist and also the winner of the Zillow Prize. Jordan, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.